Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to ProWrestling.net Live, the Monday after WrestleMania edition. That means the craziness is going to begin here in just a few hours, as that night after WrestleMania crowd is going to be going crazy. It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to it. We've survived WrestleMania. There's still a couple of days left before we get to get a ton of sleep, at least if you're like me and you just have to keep going here. I will apologize up front. I am, as I mentioned, low on sleep this week after a very busy weekend. Hopefully things go smooth, and we'll find out here. I'm hoping that my co-host today, Will Pruitt, is going to be able to carry me through the show, but I don't know how much sleep he's been getting either. It's been a lot of fun this weekend, though. There's just been so much to watch. You can't watch everything. That's the thing that I've reminded myself, but Supercard of Honor, NXT show, WrestleMania itself, the list goes on. We're happy to talk to you guys today about any of those shows and any questions you have leading into tonight's big WrestleMania, or the big Raw after WrestleMania, I should say. The number to call in today, 773-897-6321. And once you do, if you want to join us on the show, simply hit 1 on your phone. And that lets us know you're not just in listen-only mode, and that you want to actually come on the air and talk with us, ask a question, comment on WrestleMania, whatever it is. Me personally, I gave WrestleMania a good solid B. I thought it was a good show. I felt like Styles and Nakamura was underwhelming, which was pretty disappointing. But I liked the big heel turn afterward for Shinsuke with that low blow. But a lot to like about Mania. The big mixed tag match, what a pleasant surprise that was. Not that I thought it was going to be bad. I just, it was better than I thought it would ever be. With due to the inexperience of Ronda Rousey and even Stephanie McMahon. I mean, she's been in the wrestling business her entire life, but it's not like she's had a slew of matches. So I thought that just came off better than anyone ever could have expected. I will bring Will into the show now. And Will, I know last night you gave the show in the member-exclusive audio review that we'll be talking about, you gave it a good firm B+. You liked it just ever so much slightly more than I did. See, I'm having a hard time getting my tongue to function today after a night of very little sleep. But how's it going, Will?
Oh, it's going good. I think I'm slightly less frazzled than you, but yeah, it's impossible to watch everything, impossible to keep up with everything. And today's one of those days I'm really thankful to kind of just do like, oh, I do analysis and a little bit of audio and not have to cover every little thing the way you do, because you've just got off of a WWE conference call. You're kind of going 1,000 miles per hour. But yeah, I would give last night's WrestleMania a solid B+. Talked about it with you and Jake last night, but I think there was so much good on that show, and especially in the first half of that show, that is well worth giving a high-end grade to. It fell apart towards the end. I think the two main championship matches were super disappointing for a number of reasons, and that caused me to lower it from being an all-time great show, because I really think this would be in the WrestleMania 17 and 31 discussion if Styles and Nakamura delivered and if Roman Reigns and Brock Lesnar delivered.
Yeah, absolutely. I do want to shift the focus for just a second. For those who missed it, the WWE Network subscriber count was released. They had a conference call the hour leading up to that. Normally, Will and I are here the Mondays after WWE pay-per-view events in that same time slot, but we pushed it back today because of the conference call. 1.8 million paid subscribers is the current count. However, they've topped 2 million using the free promotional subscribers. 2.12 million for that. At this time last year, coming out of WrestleMania, they were at 1.661 million for...
Jason, are you on Twitter right now?
Sorry
to
what do we
interrupt
got?
You.
Go for it. What do we got?
Breaking news, WWE. Brock Lesnar re-signs with WWE and will defend his championship against Roman Reigns in a steel cage match at WWE Greatest Royal Rumble.
Oh, there it is. That was worth interrupting for.
Yeah.
So it's not over. Does this mean that there wasn't a big commotion where Brock Lesnar threw a fit in front of Vince McMahon last night and threw the title belt at him, and Shane almost got involved, and all these rumors that have been flying around today about that situation? I know Zach Zimmerman passed along that story to me, and we were just comparing notes, and we're just both kind of like, I don't know about this one. I mean, it was It certainly made its way around today, but the fact that he's re-signed with WWE, I mean, I guess it could have happened, but this is a sign that, well, what I wrote about in the hit list today is the case. Will, he's not done with this. Vince McMahon is not over Roman Reigns as the top babyface.
No, and it seems like he's going to go to a place with a more Roman-friendly crowd. I believe the reactions they've gotten in Saudi Arabia have been closer to the reactions WWE wants people to have. So they're going to do that match in front of a Roman-friendly crowd and do it in a cage. And I'm guessing that's where we get Roman Reigns crowned as WWE champion finally. And it's real weird. It's weird to sacrifice the end of WrestleMania for that. I do not understand that decision at all.
It's unbelievable. It just every time we start to think, maybe he's seen the light. Maybe he's realized that this isn't the right approach to take with Roman Reigns, that this guy would be an amazing heel, because people do misunderstand that if you – well, I mean, I can't speak for the people booing him. I'm not someone who sits around and cheers or boos. But if you say that you don't think Roman is the top babyface, that he's not the right choice for it, they automatically assume that you just hate Roman Reigns now. And it's like, no, this guy would make a phenomenal heel, Will.
Yeah, I think Roman Reigns would make a really good heel. I think Roman Reigns is a solid personality for WWE in general. I think at this point, I had kind of decided after last year that they, with Roman, were just going with, well, he's Roman Reigns. Like, they did that really amazing beginning of the Raw after WrestleMania last year that was just, you know, Roman with all of the heat in the world after retiring Undertaker saying it's his yard and walking away. And I thought, wow, if they just go with this version of Roman, you've got something really cool. But it looks like they are going to try to get Roman cheered. They're going to try and get babyface Roman the title. And what good does it do? The second they're back in the U.S., Roman's getting booed. Hey, guess where the second biggest show of the year is? It's SummerSlam, and it's happening in New York. Roman's going to get booed. The Royal Rumble is in January. It's going to be in Phoenix. It's a stadium show. A lot of people are going to travel for it. Roman will get booed. It's a weird mission to me at this point to try and get Roman cheered, because no matter what they do, there is a segment of fans that will boo Roman Reigns. And I think that is unchangeable at this point. They made too many weird, wrong decisions, left turns. And last night included, they have done too much, and it's not going to work. Roman will not get cheered.
I mean, yeah, there's always going to be those fans who do. You know, the house show crowds tend to be more favorable, but it's that WrestleMania audience, the super fan, the super consumer of WWE. And even if you don't like, even if you're someone going, I just don't get this. Why do they boo this guy? He works hard, all of that. It doesn't matter. They are booing him. You don't have to understand it. They're booing him. They're not going to change. And this whole, well, he gets a reaction. That it doesn't matter if people boo him or they cheer him, as long as they're reacting to this guy. I'm so tired of it, Will, because, yeah, he gets a reaction. It's not the right one. They wouldn't be trying so desperately to get us to cheer this guy, get all the fans on board, get him universally loved, if they really believe that. And I really do believe that that's what they want. Look at the build to WrestleMania, the approach they took there, just doing everything they could. Please, like Roman Reigns. They want viewers to like him. It's not going to happen until this guy turns heel. And even then, there's no guarantee. But I just have been, I don't know. I don't want to dedicate the whole show to Roman. We'll let the callers dictate.
Not worth
but
it.
I just think it's so much better to have, okay, this guy has amazing heel characteristics and there's a good portion of the crowd booing him. Why don't we try that? Why don't we have everyone booing him? And, Will, what do you make of the argument that, well, if they turn him, everyone's just going to cheer him anyway? All the people who are booing him now, they're just going to cheer him.
I actually think that is true. I think that the people who are – I said it last night in our audio. I think that the people who are booing him right now, if he comes out and cuts a promo with the passion that he had and with the ability that he had in that speech he gave about Brock Lesnar, Yeah, he's going to get cheered. People are going to cheer that version of Roman Reigns. The people who boo him are going to cheer him then, and it's going to be kind of awkward and weird, and maybe he's over, like mega over as a heel for a little bit, but then you just kind of flip the reaction. I mean, it would be really interesting to look back on the last 5 years of Roman Reigns and just see what WWE did wrong. Like, because there have been so many missteps with Roman. And again, I'm including last night. I think not having him win the title last night was a weird mistake. But there have been so many missteps with Roman Reigns that I am just baffled by what they're doing now. And it's not like John Cena where they kept pushing him and kept pushing him and Cena always overcame the odds and Cena always won. One of the weirdest missteps with Roman Reigns is he loses so much.
Okay, when they say they've re-signed him, and I apologize to the callers, we had every intention of diving right in, and we're certainly going to, but this obviously is breaking news. And kudos to Jake Lonetta.
Should have had a breaking news sound effect.
No kidding. But I think Jake talked about this very scenario of doing the rematch last night at the Greatest Royal Rumble event in Saudi Arabia. So credit to Jake Barnett for that. And, Will, I'm not, like, tooting Jake's horn when I should be tooting yours, am I?
I don't remember which one of us brought it up. I want to say it was me, but it was late at night, Jason. I don't remember much from that
right,
audio.
You're in the same boat as me then. Good.
The hours
I don't
after WrestleMania
sure.
are a blur.
No kidding. Yeah, that was a late night. And then some of us were stubborn and stayed up and watched The Walking Dead because, I don't know, I just couldn't only watch wrestling for 24 hours. So that was a choice that I made, and I'm kind of regretting it. Not that it was a bad edition of the show. Just another hour more tired than I would be had I just gone to bed. But, okay, they say he's re-signed. And because I'm looking at the press release that they issued, and I'll have it up on the site in just a minute for people. I'm trying to do a couple of things at once here, which is never a good thing for me. But they don't say for how long. So is it possible, Will, that he's re-signed to stick around through this and he still is going to UFC? Or do you think that, that was all kind of a smokescreen, or maybe he's going to do both?
I think this is a little bit of a smokescreen. I still think Brock Lesnar has every intention of leaving and going back to UFC. I think WWE has maximized the value they can get out of him for the moment. And we know Brock Lesnar is one of the higher paid guys on the roster, and he's not their biggest mainstream star anymore. He's not the guy that they're trying to get over to everyone the way Ronda Rousey is. So I do think he ends up going back to UFC sooner than later. And I look at it and go, hey, when WWE usually announces guys re-signing, they say, re-signed for 2 years, signed a multi-year contract, something like that. And correct me if I'm wrong, but I haven't seen that language. I've just seen Brock Lesnar re-signed with WWE and will face Roman Reigns. So I just think they're trying to maybe add a little bit of mystery to that match, but I assume Roman loses or Roman wins the title in Saudi Arabia, and they make that Greatest Royal Rumble match something really interesting for a bot show. They're pulling out all the stops on that show and trying to make it basically WrestleMania part deux.
Well, and let's face it, Brock Lesnar really likes money. And so they have a lot of money coming in for this show. And so even if he didn't have any intention of sticking around beyond WrestleMania, I mean, there have been rumors that – I should add this. There were rumors that, look, it's not right after WrestleMania that the deal expires. There's more time on it than people think. Yes, it's sometime in 2018. And I don't know exactly when the deal was set to be up. But with them saying they re-signed him, it probably has expired. But, yeah, I just wonder if it's like – a very short-term thing. And to backtrack really quickly, too, I don't know that everyone's going to just naturally cheer Roman Reigns. Now, granted, hey, let's say they were to do a turn tonight in front of that crowd. Oh, my God, they'd lose their frickin' minds. They'd be so happy to see this guy turn. Doesn't mean all those fans are going to continue to cheer him. Because, look, I mean, what about CM Punk when he turned heel? I really thought you were looking at split reactions, Will, and they didn't. You go back to that time when CM Punk was a heel with Paul Heyman, and there was a very, very small percentage of fans who were actually cheering Punk. It was mostly boos. He got some great heat. And I think the same if it's done right. And he's pitted against Daniel Bryan. Just pick the pop, AJ Styles, the more popular baby faces. I really think he would be booed soundly.
I think it would be split, because if he were a good heel and he were a high quality heel, I think people would end up, it may take some time, but people would end up really getting into his work. Look at, say, the reactions The Miz is getting right now. People are supportive of The Miz. The Miz is getting cheered on a lot of shows, especially in front of what, for lack of a better word, one would call smart crowds. The Miz is getting cheered a lot because people really like what he does. And I would worry about that with Roman Reigns if he were to turn heel. And I think it may be accelerated given that Roman Reigns is as important of a star as he is.
But look at, okay, to use an extreme example, look at Tommaso Ciampa. People love what he's doing. But they're booing
the
hell out of him.
No,
they're calling him every name in the book.
Yeah. Tommaso has amazing heat. I think part of that, though, now, if you were to turn Roman heel, you could almost get Tommaso Ciampa like heat if you were to cause Roman to break up the Shield, maybe. But that is sort of broken because, well, Dean Ambrose is broken. So you don't get Roman necessarily getting to be the guy to break up that group and getting that sort of heat on him. But I think one of the things about Ciampa is he has the right baby face to work with in Johnny Gargano, and he took away something that people truly loved in DIY. And those combined make it really hard. Roman doesn't necessarily have that. Like I said, maybe breaking up the Shield would be a part of that, but he doesn't have that baby face. And the closest thing WWE has to that person is Daniel Bryan on their main roster. Even with AJ, though, I mean, Roman and AJ has happened. It's awesome to watch, but I don't know that AJ's even that guy. And you also get into, are they really going to move Roman Reigns to SmackDown in a superstar shakeup? Like that? I don't think so. And I don't think they're going to switch the title belts either.
Yeah, you wouldn't, especially if he's a heel. But I mean, it doesn't mean you can't move select talent over. It doesn't mean you can't reposition Samoa Joe as a babyface if you're kind of trying to play to that crowd you're worried is going to cheer him. So, I mean, we can agree to disagree, but I think there's a way to make it happen. But, hey, let's start taking some calls here. I have the story up on the site with the press release if you're listening live and you want to check that out. Will is right. Yeah, there's no mention of this being a long-term deal. So our guard is definitely up for a Reigns title change and Lesnar potentially still going away. Nothing official on that front because, keep in mind, he can do both. He's already done it. He's done it before. He can do it again. All right, now I can settle in and focus on the show. The nice thing is it gave me a jolt. Now I feel wide awake again. 305, who's this? Where are you calling from?
This is DJ from Miami.
DJ, what's up?
I got a couple things. I do want to agree, though. I said from the very beginning, Roman always should have been heel. From the very beginning, I've been telling you guys that. I can't tell you for how long. But, you know, you guys already talked about that. My first thing is, I for sure think that AJ Styles should have been last. That would have been a great ending. And I think that, you know, they were tired and, you know, they're already booing Roman. So, it's, you know, I don't think it should have went on last. If you ever look on the top row and almost at the end, people were leaving.
They made the call to go on last. I mean, Will, you were there in Dallas. And that was Triple H and Roman Reigns. Do you think any of the strategy is, this is a long event, maybe these people are going to be too tired to be as angst-filled as they normally would be with Roman Reigns? Or is it just that Vince wanted to go off the air with, you know, his biggest moment of the show in his mind?
I think it's the latter. He wanted to go off the air with the biggest moment of the show, and to him that was the Roman Reigns and Brock Lesnar match. I disagree with the caller about Shinsuke Nakamura and AJ Styles going on last, though. That match would have seen the crowd turn on it, honestly. Which sounds insane, I know, but there were already boring chants during Styles and Nakamura where it went on earlier in the show. You put that really disappointing match on in the main event, and
I think you don't end up with the full-scale revolt type of thing you got during Roman and Lesnar, but you end up with a far less compelling crowd response than even that got in the end. And plus, I don't think you end WrestleMania with a heel turn from Shinsuke Nakamura. That
right.
doesn't tend to be how WrestleManias go off the air.
No, but I did love the heel turn. No, that's the one thing. I agree with what Will said. I mean, just playing Monday morning quarterback on this thing, basically. Yeah, I mean, that wasn't a main event worthy match. I would have bet the house that it was going to be, but it wasn't. It was a letdown of a match. But fortunately, the heel turn helped out, breathe some new life into things. I think next time they go to that match, they can do things differently. It's something I wrote about today in my WrestleMania 34 hit list. You can check that out at prowrestling.net. DJ, do you have more for us?
Yeah, my second thing is that I think that Brock Lesnar is going to wait until, I think, SummerSlam. Because if Bobby Lashley is going to come in, I mean, if, you know, maybe they're going to give him a shot and he'll take the belt when Brock will leave, because as you can see, Roman can't get the job done. And, you know, maybe it'll be better if he goes heel when Bobby comes in as a face.
Yeah, possible. I mean, I just don't know what Brock has in mind. I mean, you kind of look at his physique right now, and kind of looks like he's getting himself into some UFC shape, maybe getting ready to re-enter that USADA testing program. So, yeah, I mean, I can't say that absolutely not, DJ, but because I just don't know on that one. But thank you always for calling. I appreciate it. DJ is one of the regulars. We've got a few callers, so I want to kind of warn people up front. We're going to go to 580 in a second. We also have 317 and 209 coming up. So we see you. Anyone else who is in listen-only mode, again, if you want to join us on the show, simply hit 1 and let us know that that lets us know that you want to be on the show and you want to chat with us about, Roman Reigns Day, I guess, or Brock Lesnar Day, however you want to look at this. But hopefully we're going to have a little bit of diversity here, but it's up to you guys. We'll be happy to talk about whatever you want. But let's start with 580. Who's this? Where are you calling from?
Chris from Oklahoma.
Hey, Chris. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I have two quick thoughts, and I just want your thoughts on with the network numbers coming out today. How much does the network hurt WrestleMania when it's like this? And do you think they could have been a big factor in it? Because I remember how WrestleMania to me is always considered the big show, and it's always considered to be a closer. And then now we're finding out that Brock Lesnar's coming back, and he's coming back to a Saudi Arabia show. That's not a big show for WWE. You would think it'd be something like SummerSlam or something like that, or even a Raw, and instead it's something just a network exclusive show.
Will, your thoughts on that?
I don't think. I mean, I think they're making the greatest Royal Rumble a really big show, and it feels a little weird coming this soon after WrestleMania. But I think WrestleMania will still always be WrestleMania. They aren't taking much away from it. I mean, they didn't change the two big titles last night, but there have been plenty of WrestleManias without title changes. I think WrestleMania is something special, and WWE isn't going to have a show that starts at, you know, 9 a.m. Eastern on a Friday or 9 a.m. Pacific on a Friday be their biggest show of the year or anything like that. They're just trying to diversify where and when their big shows happen, which is an interesting strategy to talk about, really.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I don't think the network has hurt WrestleMania, if that was the idea. Look, I think it's helped WWE pay-per-views. The fear going into it.
2.1 million.
Yeah, I mean, that's – and it's not the overall paid count. But look, I mean, there's certainly an argument to be made that had they done this from the start, if they could go back in time, would they sell WrestleMania as a traditional pay-per-view? Now, they really didn't have the option. I mean, they still do on some platforms, but DirecTV, Dish Network both pulled out. Maybe you could have convinced them to stay if you were going to at least offer WrestleMania as an exclusive pay-per-view and not have that on the network. But I don't think you'd be at 2.1 million today if you took that approach. So I think, by and large, it's been a positive for the pay-per-view or the WWE pay-per-view events, because it's caused WWE to not rest on their laurels and go, we have that built-in number, as a lot of people feared they were going to. They just want to keep moving that number up as best they can. And it doesn't mean every pay-per-view is going to be great or anything like that. But I haven't seen – I don't know. I mean, I guess I'll ask you, Chris. Do you feel like you've seen any signs since the network launched of WWE just really phoning it in for any prolonged period of time? Again, some pay-per-views are going to be better than others.
Well, yeah, I agree with that. Some pay-per-views are better than others, but I just think back to the WrestleManias before, and it just seems like this one was so lackluster compared to some of the older ones, and I just don't know, something's missing, and I don't know what that is.
I thought it, you know, just we both gave it a B. I thought on paper it looked like a great show. I don't know. I guess I don't share that opinion, Chris.
I don't understand that.
Did you have anything else for us?
The other thing is, when I look at Raw's top Universal title, I compare it to when Hollywood Hogan had the title in WCW. He didn't defend it every month. He went on TV every month. Do you think that hurts the Universal title at all? The fact that Brock Lesnar wasn't on TV defending it as much, or when that every pay-per-view defending it. What is your thoughts on that?
Yeah, well, I'm going to have you start with this because it is interesting, because I think some of the – you can also look at it as a pro rather than a con that, well, it makes it a little more special. But how has it played out? You know, the fact that you haven't seen the Universal Champion on television for weeks and even months at a time.
It's difficult because I think there's about 3 or 4 other people that could benefit that were in the Intercontinental title match. I'll start.
Well, hold on. Let me throw the wheel on this whole thing.
Yeah, I think it's a detriment to the Raw brand and a detriment to WWE storytelling not to have the Universal Champion available all the time in there. I think this year-long Brock Lesnar title reign has been really, really poor. And I think a number of wrestlers on the Raw brand have been overlooked because of the commitment to this one-year title reign. I would say the WrestleMania that we should have gotten was probably that No Mercy show we got in Los Angeles in October, where they decided to burn through Braun Strowman and Brock Lesnar and John Cena against Roman Reigns. Those to me are kind of the matches we should have gotten. And you look at where Braun Strowman was, and, man, I enjoyed that Nicholas thing. It was fun. It was a nice spot. But, man, Braun Strowman, that dude should be the undefeated Universal Champion going on a, you know, year-plus title reign. And I think with that, hey, you've got a guy that's over that people care about and want to cheer, not Brock Lesnar, who WWE did a lot of work to tear down in the build-up to WrestleMania, and Roman Reigns, who is continuously torn down in the eyes of fans for whatever reason. You put compelling stars on, and you suddenly have a much more compelling show.
Well, yeah, let me ask you, Will, if you do everything that they did leading up to Roman Reigns and Brock Lesnar, only you insert Braun Strowman into that slot, and you never had him lose to Lesnar before, you didn't have him in that triple threat, it's the first ever match between those two, you tell me, how much bigger would that have been? Would we be talking about what a disappointment the main event of WrestleMania was in terms of the crowd's reaction?
Which Brock Lesnar shows up? Is it the one that showed up at No Mercy wanting to do a 10-minute match with nothing special and an F5 at the end? Or is it the Brock Lesnar that showed up last night who genuinely seemed to want to have a great match and was going to F5 Roman Reigns 432 times to get there?
I just go back to the build to the match that they had, the actual singles match between those two. It wouldn't have mattered. People were jacked for that. People were excited for that. And so even if Lesnar phoned it in, you could have crowned a new champion last night and people would have been excited.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, go ahead.
People would be all about the Braun Strowman era if it had begun last night. Like, we would be having a completely different conversation.
And again, it all goes back to Vince's freaking obsession with Roman Reigns.
Yeah. And why would you – and Roman Reigns easily could have beaten John Cena on the grandest stage of them all last night and you're still now you're looking at a Reigns versus Strowman feud going into, you know, coming out of Mania and going into the summer and going, dang, we're going to have some good shows on Raw. And I think that WWE is in a better place. If Strowman would have been the guy to do that, and think about how much fun people would have had Strowman either winning the Rumble or winning the Chamber. I really think WWE missed the boat this year on Braun Strowman, and I hope it's not too late.
Yeah, I know. I'm getting as much. I got a kick out of the Nicholas thing. I know it's polarizing. There's some people that just hate it. I get it. For me, I had fun with it. I enjoyed it, but I do worry that we're starting to see a little too much ha-ha Braun Strowman, the comedy Braun Strowman. It's entertaining to a point, but it's not the money Braun Strowman that we were seeing, especially leading up to that match with Lesnar that people were so excited about, even though I think in the back of most people's minds they thought Vince is still set on his Roman Reigns and Brock Lesnar match, so Strowman's not going to win the championship. Before we get to 580-317 and 209 and 434, we got a lot of people. Actually, I just Chris was 580, so 317 is coming up next. Chris, thank you for the call. Want to take a moment to tell you guys quickly, because we've got so much going on today, $2 for 1 month of ProWrestling.net membership. There is also a special going on our three-month subscription rate. You can basically get 3 months of ProWrestling.net ad-free access and all of our audio content for the price of just 2 months. We also have our best deals of the year happening on the six-month and annual options. All the details are available on the main page of ProWrestling.net. Just look on the article listing. I will try to bump it up here as we talk to get that up towards the top of the page for you guys if it's not there already. But $2 for 1 month. Again, all the ads go away in audio and on the actual website itself. Same thing for the mobile site. Will and I got together with Jake Barnett and talked about WrestleMania last night for 95 minutes. We ran through every match on the show. Jake and I do that for every WWE pay-per-view. We also had audio reviews of NXT TakeOver, Ring of Honor Supercard of Honor, Impact Wrestling versus Lucha Underground. We have audio reviews of all the major television shows, WWE, Impact, NXT, Ring of Honor, Lucha Underground when it's in season. We've kind of amped up the New Japan Pro Wrestling coverage as well. So there's just a ton of audio content available. Obviously, you're listening to this show. You enjoy pro wrestling talk, and we have a lot of it available for you, and you can sample it for just $2 a month. Visit the main page of ProWrestling.net for more details. And one other quick plug, folks. I launched a new free podcast that you can check out weekly called the Pro Wrestling Boom Podcast with Jason Powell. My first guest was the NWA's Dave Lagana, and it's a good listen. You can go back. He's a former WWE creative team member, and so we talked about WrestleMania, but leading up to it. We also talked about the current state of the NWA and much more. And then my second guest on the show, well, I had two, because Will joined me to talk WrestleMania on episode two, but also Ring of Honor COO Joe Koff. And I asked him, why are you running opposite NXT TakeOver? The answer may surprise you. It's the Pro Wrestling Boom podcast. I'm the .net guy, but for this one, it's pwboom.com. Believe it or not, it just doesn't even roll off my tongue properly because I'm so used to saying .net for everything. But pwboom.com. Take a moment, subscribe on iTunes, leave us a five-star review. I would really appreciate that, but I've really had fun with it, and the feedback so far from everybody has been tremendous. So thank you, everybody, but check out pwboom.com for more details on that. All right, let's keep rolling through the phone calls. Who did I say was up next? I believe it was, let me double-check. I don't want to give somebody the shaft here. We talked to 317. I don't think we have, so let's go there. 317, who's this? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Aaron. I'm calling from Indiana. How are you guys doing?
Doing great, Aaron. What's up today?
So first off, I want to say I pretty much agree with both of you as far as WrestleMania being the B-plus range. A lot of good things. I think if nothing else, it served the main purpose that I think most WrestleMania should serve. It left us with a lot more questions than answers. So in that regard, it was good. Now, one thing I haven't heard you guys touch on yet, and Will mentioned it, I'd say a month or two ago, I've been telling everybody around me about it, and after watching this show last night, Charlotte versus Asuka should have been the main event of WrestleMania.
Woo!
I heard somebody write a blog about that. And the thing that I always told my friends was, if you put that story with two male wrestlers, if you have an undefeated male wrestler for over 2 years going up against a champion at WrestleMania, streak versus title, that's the main event of WrestleMania. Nobody questions it. And Vince's obsession of Roman Reigns, I think, really robbed him of a great WrestleMania main event. That match delivered. The entrance is delivered. Charlotte's entrance was on par with Nakamura's. Those were the two best entrances of the night, I think, by far. And the in-ring work was great. I would argue the two best matches of the night involved central female characters, Charlotte versus Asuka, and the mixed tag match with Ronda Rousey and Stephanie McMahon. I would argue those were the two best matches of the night.
I'm not going to disagree. The only thing I will say is that I would have tacked on another 5 minutes to that match, and I think they would have had it been in the main event slot. I was left a little bit disappointed that they didn't go for more of the epic feel when it came to the Charlotte and Asuka match, because I think they certainly could have handled the extra workload. They were doing a great job, and it was really good while it lasted. But for a WrestleMania main event, and even, you know, it was a hit in my hit list today, no doubt about it. It was a really entertaining match. I just wish they would have gone longer, Will. That was my thing.
Yeah, and I think it was really epic for what it was. I think they achieved the epic feel, and what it go, like 13 minutes? That is short. That is short for a Mania main event. I think it's shorter than a WrestleMania match for a women's championship should be, unless you're talking about a Nia Jax murdering Alexa Bliss and her mom situation like we got. But I definitely think Charlotte and Flair against Asuka could have been the main event last night. I don't blame WWE for not, and I have a theory for why they didn't, and that's because next year's WrestleMania main event is Charlotte versus Ronda Rousey in New York. We know, for one thing, remember the last time WrestleMania was in New York, New Jersey? It was the blandest, most PR-friendly show they could possibly do. Like, mm-hmm. I just remember how absolutely boring that WrestleMania was, and that was the last WrestleMania on pay-per-view. Like, how ridiculously bad that show was. And I think, all right, they are probably going to love the PR boost of New York, New Jersey. So far more media in attendance, far more media around Ronda Rousey main eventing WrestleMania. She won the Rumble. She's facing Charlotte, who might hold that women's championship until then. I think they might really make Charlotte the undefeated, you know, the unbeatable champion, the phenom of that division, if you will, to get to Charlotte against Ronda Rousey. And I wouldn't blame them for doing it, but man, I looking at last night, I would have put Charlotte and Asuka on last as well. And given it the build up and the extra 5 minutes it needed to get over the epic match hump. But it was still the first or second best match on the show, depending on how you're grading things and what you thought of that Rousey mixed tag that was absolute fire.
Aaron, did you have one more for us? I got to cut it short just because we do have other callers and we're up against the clock today.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. And I agree with Will. That mixed tag was fire, and I would argue Ronda Rousey had one of the most impressive debuts probably in recent memory, maybe of all time. I mean, it was just phenomenal. But my question would be, usually with the Raw and SmackDown after WrestleMania, we get NXT call-ups.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm kind of curious what your guys' thoughts on who we could potentially see from NXT possibly come up this week. I know I've got a few I would like to see come up. Specifically, I was probably excited more than most to see Peyton Royce in the Battle Royal. I think that's long overdue for her to be on the main roster. But I was just kind of curious as to what you guys think, who we might see in the next couple days.
All right. Very good. Thank you for the call. For me, authors of Pain, Drew McIntyre, I'm trying to Andrade Almas is and with Zelina Vega as a strong possibility. I know you and I and Jake talked about it last night, Will, and there were some other additional names. Do you remember, or do you have some fresh ideas on who else might get the call?
Ooh.
Oh, we got the interruption from
my
the dog.
My dogs apparently want to contribute to this conversation and bark at my skateboarding neighbors.
We've established
I think the
iconic dog-friendly show.
Yeah, exactly. Unless you're listening with your dogs and they just started barking at my dogs, because then everything is chaos. But I think the iconic duo is definitely due for a call-up. You look, NXT hasn't used them. They haven't been in storylines for a while. And I think they've just been kind of biding their time for the right moment to call them up. And you've got Nia Jax as the Raw Women's Champion. And if you want a nice duo for her to go against, I think Peyton Royce and Billie Kay would be a very good counterpart to Nia Jax. So I think the iconic duo could be due to come up. And then the people you said, Andrade Almas, I would call him up only if there was a really good storyline in place for him, because his last few months on NXT have been so good. Well, why wouldn't you just try and keep that going? Well, you know, he's having some of the best matches in the world right now. He is on another level. If you have a good main event style story to put him in, go for it. But if he's just going to come up and be, you know, in a feud with The Miz, as great as The Miz is, I don't know that I would sacrifice him on that NXT brand.
Did you mention Ember Moon?
No, I don't know about Ember Moon. I don't know that it's her time to come up. I still don't really know who Ember Moon is. So, and I know we've talked about that a lot in audio. I don't think NXT has done a good job demonstrating exactly who Ember Moon is, and I would wait to get that right to call her up. But looking at the NXT women's division, I don't know what you do if you don't call her up, because they have other women in place to take over that mantle. And for whatever reason, NXT with a really large women's roster only has one title for women to compete over and only has one women's match on every takeover. And so you'd think it's time for Ember Moon to vacate that slot.
Is it time for an NXT Women's North American Championship too?
If they can have a ladder match, yes, absolutely. No, I think it's time for a NXT Women's Tag Title and a actual like main roster Women's Tag Title, because these divisions are getting bigger. And they, you know, on the conference call we both listened to prior to this show, they were talking about needing more opportunities to showcase women and that being a challenge. And I think having more for them to compete over would be good. Also, want to shout out Sanity. That is a group I've definitely got my antenna up about coming up. They don't hold any titles. They seem to be they were a main roster ready act essentially when they debuted, and they're not really in any current NXT storylines. I think Sanity could be on the verge of coming up tomorrow or today or tomorrow, or maybe next week if there's a shakeup a week after the way there was last year.
Yeah, you know, that's the way to look at things too, folks, when you're kind of trying to gauge who's going to come up from NXT. Who has a storyline going? You know what? So if something happens at an NXT takeover, you have a heel turn or something. You know, say a tag team splits up like Ciampa and Gargano did. Well, you know, chances are they're not going anywhere then. And I know they didn't turn on each other this weekend, but I'm just saying in general, those are the kind of things to look for. Is there some storyline reason why that person is staying behind? And in other cases, you know, it doesn't seem like there's much of anything, and that's usually when you'll see that call-up. Not in every case, because not everyone's going to have something going on at all times, but usually it's a pretty good indicator. Let's go to 209. Who is this? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, this is Nels out in California in the Bay Area.
All right, what's on your mind today?
Well, I think we're all in agreement that WrestleMania has gotten a bit too long, about 7 hours total between pre-show and the end of the show.
Yeah.
I'm lucky being on the West Coast that it's over at 9, so it's not too bad. But, you know, you're in Minnesota, people on the East Coast, that's too much, I think. You know, I'm wiped out just sitting there watching. I can't imagine, you know, the people in the crowd. I think the reason they're getting restless at the main event and the last couple matches before that is, They've been sitting there for 5-6 hours, and it's just you're getting restless, even when it's something you love and you want to cheer. So I have an idea. I want to shoot it past you guys here. We move the Hall of Fame to Thursday, NXT to Friday, and we split WrestleMania into 2 days, half on Saturday, half on Sunday, and that will give you people time to breathe between, you know, show one and show two, and it essentially gives you also two main event slots, you know, night one and night two, which, you know, Will, that would make you very happy, much larger chance that a women's match main event's one of those shows. What do you guys think?
Yeah, another opportunity for me to deliver a cheap PWBoom.com plug, because I asked that very question to Dave Lagana in episode one, so I'll let you guys, if you want to find out what the former WWE creative team member and current NWA executive had to say about that, check it out, PWBoom.com. But, Will, I mean, it comes up quite a bit, the idea of a two-day WrestleMania. I mean, it's even a good show, like last night. I think, you know, by and large, I think B was leading in the poll on our site. People seemed happy with it. But even people who are happy with it are down on just how long it is. There can be too much of a good thing is what we're being reminded of. So is a two-day Mania the answer?
I don't know that a two-day Mania is the answer, because you look at everything else WWE does in town during that, and, well, you've got, you know, you have NXT, you've got Raw, you've got SmackDown, you've got the Hall of Fame, which should also be 2 days long from now on, I guess. But you have all of these things WWE does, and it leads up to the one big stadium show. I think the biggest question in there is, could they sell out the Superdome 2 nights in a row? It would be an impressive feat if they could, but and I think with this year's card, if you announce night one and night two cards, it's possible that they could, but it would be a stretch. Now, could they sell out the Superdome or another stadium 2 nights in a row with the WrestleMania 32 card? No, absolutely not. And you look, WWE on that show was hampered by injuries. They had a lot, and I just think it's too much of a risk to announce a two-day WrestleMania, and I think the reward is really, it's not much, because we're talking about it being too long now. Well, 2 days of three-hour WrestleMania, that's still a hell, or four-hour WrestleMania, that's still a hell of a time commitment, and you're going to get a lot of people who do not want to sit through all of that WrestleMania to get to Raw on Monday night, and I just kind of think it is too long, but there's not really a way out of it unless they just start telling guys, sorry, you're not going to be on Mania. Sorry, you're a top star, we really like you, but we're not going to have mid-card title matches on WrestleMania this year. We're not going to put you on the show, and man, you start doing that to the wrestlers, and WWE is going to have a real problem, because now you're messing with people's livelihoods with one of the biggest paydays of the year.
Yeah, for me, I just say tighten things up. It's time to – I know there's going to be a lot of defense for it when it comes to getting everyone on the show, and they've tried to do that with now two battle royals. They don't take up much time, but, you know, sometimes you just have to say no. Samoa Joe's missed the last two WrestleManias. He could have worked both shows, and they didn't have him. He was medically cleared. He could have been there. So they do make some tough calls. I say enough with Booker T and company's match predictions prior to WrestleMania. Make it, if you want to have a kickoff show, I guess you can, but make it kind of differentiate, separate that. So it's an hour of match predictions, but you establish that there's no matches on that preview. And then that just sends the message to some people that, okay, I can miss this. But it's the best of both worlds. If there's people who really feel like they need to know who Booker T is going to predict, and they want to watch all the video packages, they can. They can watch that. It's there for them. And I say make it a one-hour kickoff show, and then what they do now with the second hour, so that becomes missable for people if they want to, that first hour of the real kickoff show. And then just tell everyone that you're broadcasting the first hour of WrestleMania on social media, on USA Network. Make it feel special. You're going to get more people to watch that way anyway, and you can have the same level of matches on that first on that hour that you do now. You can have your undercard matches on there. You don't have to give anything away, and I think it's more effective. And, yeah, you just make some tough calls as far as, all right, we don't need a Dre. We don't need the Women's Battle Royal. I'm sorry, but not everyone can be on the show. And the cruiserweight match was another one that I'm happy for the guys, and I'm happy for everybody that cracked the show. But there are enough complaints now from people about the length of this that it's something WWE needs to address. If they go 2 days, life goes on. You know, I mean, for me, I'm covering it either way. So I just worry that they just become more bloated. That it would start as it's only going to be a 3.5 hour show both nights, and then that would creep up to 4. And then 5. You know, it's just I don't think they can stop themselves, I guess, is my biggest concern with this. But did you have more for us?
I just had one other question. I think I heard you guys say that our new Raw Tag Team Champion, Nicholas, was it a Make-A-Wish thing?
No, he was actually the I don't know who reported it. I give them credit, but I know word is all around that it's a referee John Cone's son.
Okay, so... I know you were a fan of it. I was not. The main reason I wasn't a fan of it was there was zero indication that this is where they were going with this. So everybody's expecting, one of the names that was tossed around. You know, if Braun Strowman at some point had said, you know, if I have to go into the crowd and pick somebody to be my partner, I will. You know, at least that, you know, foreshadowing is there. But there was just nothing. We're all expecting a big name and we get this kid.
Yeah, I mean, I can't argue with you on that. I really can't. It's, they did get people's hopes up for something. Well, the only thing I can really do is point to the WrestleMania live crowd's reaction. And it's not that I always agree with the live crowd's reaction to things, that's for sure. But it's an indicator that, hey, this worked for a lot of people. You know, if they had just crapped all over it, it would have been pretty disappointing, but they got into it. They had some fun with it. And so, it's one of those where, I can't blame people if they didn't enjoy it. But, you know, the WrestleMania crowd did. I just kind of accepted it for what it was and had some fun with it.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty delightfully silly. I think they did foreshadow it a little bit. Not, you know, Braun Strowman's picking a kid. But Braun continuously said, I don't need another wrestler. I do not need anyone else to beat you to. And while I disagree with that as a booking direction generally, I understood what they were going for with Braun here. And then him picking a kid reinforces that he really didn't need anyone else to beat the bar. So I get it. I would have loved to have seen a competitive tag match with Braun and Samoa Joe against the bar and be talking about it as a potential match of the night, but I don't think anything was getting to potential match of the night status in the sixth hour of WrestleMania, and that, at least, it was memorable. It was fun. I'm sitting here smiling, thinking about how that kid must have felt and all of that, and I think that's cool. I think it's a cool thing to do, and you know, I don't always watch wrestling for the super serious stuff, so I was about it.
Until we find out years from now on some hour-long Fox special that Nicholas Cohen hates pro wrestling and his dad forced him to do this and he was scarred for life having to stand up there in front of all those people. All right, probably not. I think the kid had a blast with it, and that's cool. 434, who's this? Where are you calling from?
It's your favorite caller, Johnny Fairplay. What's up, guys?
Oh, dear God. What's going on, Fairplay?
Dear God, jeez.
Great to talk to you, Johnny.
Oh, well, there we go. That's what I was waiting for. No, I'm anxiously anticipating Roman Reigns calling out that part-timer Nicholas from last night's show. I think it's unacceptable, and I hope that the WWE universe rallies behind Roman Reigns and calling out this part-timer two-bit celebrity.
I think that's a fair statement. Will?
Yeah, I think we're absolutely going to see Roman Reigns calling out Nicholas. But, hey, we don't know yet. Nicholas just got on the roster last night. He might be a full-time guy at this point.
If Vince McMahon thought that Roman Reigns... Well, if Vince thought Roman Reigns, like, spearing and Superman punching Nicholas was going to lead to the fans cheering him, you would see it on Raw tonight if he could get away with it.
I would like
that.
That's like
so true. Oh, man.
Anything else, Fair Play? We got other callers lined up. Make it quick.
My big takeaway, have you ever seen anyone in their first match ever deliver on the skill that Ronda Rousey did?
Nicholas.
Okay, other than Nicholas.
Two really stunning debuts at WrestleMania, Nicholas and Ronda Rousey. And it's hard to say who had a better one, except I'll add a Nicholas walked out a champion. What's Rousey got?
Yeah, I mean, in all seriousness, she did a tremendous job. You know, obviously, it's a very choreographed match, and there's nothing wrong with that. It's the smart approach to take.
All wrestling should be choreographed forever.
Well, hey, I definitely enjoy the, you know, old school call it in the ring mentality too. There's definitely more than one way to do this, but I do kind of roll my eyes a little bit when people start really criticizing. You know, they have a strong preference. You get, you know, the old school guys really think you need to call it everything in the ring, and I think you should have that skill. That's my big thing. But look, this is proof that it can work. And there's other matches before. Everyone loved Randy Savage and Ricky Steamboat. And then they found some old school guys found out that it was all laid out ahead of time by Savage, and they didn't like it as much. I mean, come on. I've never understood that. If you like a match, you like a match. If it's good, it's good. There's more than one way to skin a cat, as they say. But she did a hell of a job. No denying that. Lawrence Taylor had a good first outing, even though that was one of my least favorite WrestleManias. I never got into the whole Lawrence Taylor Bam Bam thing. Anyone else come to mind as far as just first timers who had really good outings? I'll take that as a no.
I'm drawing a blank with exactly could match it. Yeah.
Yeah. Hit us up. It's back at It's Will Time. That is Will's Twitter handle. You can hit him up there or hit up the brand at Pro Wrestling Net if we're forgetting anyone. But, yeah, I'm struggling to really think of anybody else that I'm sure there's been other examples of people who've done well, but that well, I don't know. 859, who is this? Where are you calling from?
Hey, it's not a member, Jeremy Moses from Oklahoma.
Oklahoma. Like, only because he moved from Cincinnati.
Where the wind comes
sweeping
around the plane?
Yeah, sure.
Very good.
Sure. So, just going to make it quick. What do you think is going to happen with the tag team titles on Raw tonight? Do you think they'll reverse the decision?
I guess I haven't. It's not something in a crazy busy day that I've given a lot of thought to. Will, how about you?
I've thought a little bit about it, and I think they could do an angle where they reverse the decision, or maybe they give Braun a real partner tonight and have Nicholas be their manager for the evening or something. I'll tell you what, I'm a little bit afraid of Nicholas walking into the Raw after WrestleMania. I want to say that crowd is going to be kind and have fun with this, but I also know there are some mean and angry people in those crowds every year, and it would not surprise me in the slightest to hear that, well, you know, to hear F you Nicholas or something like that chanted at a, like, 10-year-old kid who did nothing wrong, and that would make me super uncomfortable.
Yeah, I could see that going either way. I think they'll like him, but you never quite know for sure with that crowd. You're right. I just say, put, you know, have Roman Reigns bring him out on his shoulders and see what happens. No?
Fair enough.
Oh, man. Have him turn his tag title over to Roman Reigns to cheer him up.
What if Nicholas takes a broke kick? Oh, that's terrible.
Oh, my God.
He could get the, like, flying uppercut from Cesaro and maybe die.
Oh, man. All the things that could happen to poor young Nicholas. Yeah, I don't know, J-Moss. I'm not sure where they're going with this. I did joke around last night saying that, well, you could surprise everybody and keep the titles on them, and then, oh, they magically were split up in the Superstar Shakeup, so they have to forfeit the titles. That's one way to do it, and then Nicholas could end his career undefeated and maybe return someday and beat a 70-year-old. Anything else, J-Moss?
Nope, that's all I got. Thanks.
Very good. He's back in Oklahoma. He was a longtime resident of Cincinnati, and that's why I kind of groaned because it still throws me off. I'm used to saying J-Moss from Cincinnati rather than J-Moss from Oklahoma. 352, you are our last caller of the day. Who is this and where are you calling from?
Steve from.
I heard the Steve part. I didn't hear the rest, Steve.
From Florida.
Oh, very good. We've talked before, Steve. What's going on?
Quick question. Close to your show, so if you covered this, I do apologize. What kind of surprises, maybe wrestlers, did you expect to debut on Raw and SmackDown tonight?
Very good. We did talk about it with the NXT call-ups, Will, but, I mean, I would think Lashley is a possibility. You know, he's not an NXT guy. Anyone else that a potential surprise? I mean, Rey Mysterio's been in town. Does he qualify as a surprise? Probably. Will, young Will. We may have lost Will. Oh, no. My God, how am I going to fill this last minute of the show without him? Steve, those are the names that popped into my head, Steve. I don't know if Will's out there or not. He'll chime back in if he is. But
Jason,
did you have
back?
I am here. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Sorry,
okay,
I was
yeah.
answering. I thought you could hear me.
No,
that is very strange. Yeah, I don't think Rey Mysterio would be around because he set up three matches in New Japan the last time he was in New Japan last month. And it seemed like that was the commitment he was making then, and he could probably boost his value by having some good New Japan efforts and then going to WWE. But I think Lashley's a definite candidate for that. That's about it that I can think of. I don't. This is a weird year for WrestleMania because I'm more anticipating a shakeup in a week or two than like the full on, you know, call up bonanza that WWE normally.
Oh, and Will faded out again. Steve, did you have another one for us?
Really?
Just two quick ones. Do you think Charlotte and Rousey will happen at WrestleMania 35? And do you think Brock re-signed long term?
Yeah, very good. We did cover both of those, so I'm going to make them very quick. Will predicted Charlotte Rousey as the main event of 35. And no, our guess is that we don't know for sure, but our guess is that it is not a long-term deal, or that would have been emphasized in the press release. And so we both kind of assume it's a short-term thing. And but we have no way of knowing for sure. But we're banking on basically once again Roman Reigns taking the title from Brock Lesnar only at the Greatest Royal Rumble rather than at WrestleMania, and the crowd should be friendlier. Well, how hilarious is it going to be if that crowd just hates Roman Reigns even more than they do in America?
I wish someone could start running like ads on Saudi Arabian television to make sure that happens.
I don't think it's going to be an issue. I don't think I covered this, Will. How do you justify giving Roman Reigns a rematch when he got his ass handed to him? Like, there's not even any explanation. It's, oh, they're going to have a cage match.
Listen, do you realize how distracted the general manager of Raw has been? Raw is in chaos. Anyone could get a title match. They're just lucky Nicholas didn't end up walking up because he would have ended up in a cage match against Roman against Brock Lesnar in Saudi Arabia. Like, that would have been true danger.
How telling is it that we went through this show, and I don't think the name Undertaker came up once?
How nothing was that match last night? It was really, really strange. The more I thought about it, even after we did audio, I just went, that's what you do with Undertaker and John Cena. Undertaker really doesn't have it anymore.
Yeah, I mean, are we getting a rematch at Greatest Royal Rumble? I mean, there's other scenarios out there. It's possible, but I think one of you guys also pointed out last night that Taker is advertised for that show. So maybe we do, but I've also thrown up the idea that, hey, maybe that's what the guy can do at this point in his life. You know, he's been around for a long time. He's had a lot of surgeries. I'm happy we got to see Taker. I really am. I didn't like feeding John Cena to him in 2.5 minutes, 2:45 technically, I think it was. And if the idea, because I don't know, was that we're not going to advertise this officially because it's going to be such a brief match, well, then maybe you shouldn't have done that match. Maybe it should have been Undertaker facing Elias or Miz or just kind of a pest heel, Will, where you go into it thinking, this is probably going to be pretty brief. You know, or at least you think there's a chance that Taker might just plow through. I think, I don't know, that to me, you're getting your big Taker moment, you're getting the big entrance, and you're not just having John Cena look like a complete loser again.
Yeah, I would not have done that with John Cena. It seems really strange, but I was talking earlier in this show, Cena versus Reigns and Strowman versus Lesnar was...
Oh, Will trailed out again.
Los Angeles
sure.
show they did was not worth it.
Hey, you're back.
Is this any better, Jason?
We got most of the answer there. It just you cut out just for a little bit there at the very end. With you having technical issues and both of us light on sleep and having exhausted all callers, including getting Fair Play off the show in record time, this is forget the Undertaker streak. I want some acknowledgement of the fact that I managed to get Johnny Fair Play off the show in record time. I think that that's a WrestleMania moment right there, even though it's the day after WrestleMania that I'm pretty proud of. But I think we're going to call it a day here. Thank you to everybody who called. Cool to have so many callers and good questions from people. We will do this again. I think it's the next one is Backlash, I believe, is the next WWE pay-per-view. Will and I are live the Mondays after WWE pay-per-view events, normally at 3 Central, 4 Eastern. This one, again, pushed back because of the network number, so be sure to check in for that. And I guess, you know what, Will? Let's close it on with one question. Somebody on Twitter wanted to know, they brought up the idea of tiering the network, and they were kind of confused as to what that means. You want to give a quick breakdown of how that's going to work? When and, you know, they said it's only a matter of time, basically, is what they implied.
Yeah, I think the tiers for the network would probably be offering some more WWE-subsidized independent content. Like, what you have on the network right now would stay the same for your $10 a month, and then I think the rumor has been a $13 or $15 a month tier that would also include Progress, ICW, some of those UK promotions they work with.
Right.
That the rumor has been for over a year that WWE has had those libraries under contract and is just kind of hanging out waiting for the moment when they can add them. And so the tiers, I believe, would work that way too. And maybe that's also where a WWE UK show ends up or something like that, to give people a little bit more WWE fully produced bang for their buck. But I believe that's what they've talked about as far as tiers go, or at least what the rumors have been.
Yeah, and it makes sense. That is a good explanation of it. And it's the idea basically is, look, they know they have super fans that just can't get enough pro wrestling, even if they're grumbling a little today, even along with the rest of us about 7 hours of Mania. But still, they want to get everything they can out of that audience. And, if you know, it's not trying to fleece them. They're offering them a service. And if there's enough, and I assume they think there's enough interest, that it's a way for them to make more revenue off of the network without just raising the price for everyone. So, yeah, I mean, we'll have to wait and see how they break down the tiers whenever it happens. But that was something that it seems like we're closer than ever to that. So I thought that was worth bringing up. But thank you again, everybody who called. Follow Will on Twitter at It's Will Time. It's back. His regular Twitter handle. I'm so happy. And follow the brand at Pro Wrestling Net. Check out The Boom. At that one is you go to pwboom.com. And don't forget the sale that we're doing at prowrestling.net for ad-free access and a decade of audio content, including the WrestleMania audio show. My review of Raw will be posted later tonight. I will be completely delirious by then, so that should be fun. And then SmackDown audio. The list goes on. We have all that audio content available for everybody. Jump on it while you still can. Visit the main page at prowrestling.net if you're having any issues. If you're checking it out on the mobile version of the website, I know there are a couple of people have been taken to a different like an old version of our sign-up page for some reason. I don't know if that's been corrected. I did pass it along to the right people. Hopefully it has, but if you're having any issues, just click into my article and use that link. It should bring you to the site that has 4 different options for a subscription, and you can enter your coupon code there. So, yeah, go to the main page, click on the sale ad, and then you're going to find all the coupon codes there. And thank you again, everybody, for listening. We'll talk to you again after Backlash. If you remember, I'll talk to you later on tonight.